You're listening to Bryce Mills and Ebony Boadu on Triple J.
With this new record, I mean, tell us what that relationship was looking like. Was it a bit more enjoyable this time around?
Dude, it was kind of like night and day compared to the first one. I was like 15 and 16 making that album, and I was just going through it, and I was just a miserable girl all around. And I also was just in puberty and just young as hell and not as good at my craft. I didn't really enjoy it. I don't know. So, I mean, over the years especially, I've just felt myself growing and getting better and stronger. And honestly, like, making this album was so, it just felt so good because I could actually feel myself getting better and growing and changing and just like maturing. And it was really nice, guys. It was nice. It felt good. And it was like fun and it was easy and oh my gosh. So I've been so excited for this to come out finally.
I know you've spoken about therapy helping you with your writing and taking time to craft lyrics. Has that level up in writing affected your production in any way? I know Bryce and I loved the switch up in Happier Than Ever. It's like an
far
epic
out.
Turn of events, and your power is really beautifully simple.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. We just had fun with this one. I didn't start therapy up until like almost the ending of the album, which I would say there were like, it was like good and bad, because I think bad because I would have loved to have therapy for a lot of that just because of my brain. But at the same time, the songwriting was kind of the therapy, you know? And I felt that I just expressed so many things that I hadn't realized that I had been feeling. And they are what wrote so many of the songs, like Getting Older and Male Fantasy and, you know, Everybody Dies. Like, these are all songs that I just was thinking, and I just was like, boom, here's a song.
Yeah.
And it was kind of amazing.
You're with Bryce and Ebony on Triple J Breakfast.